We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning the bottom of Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, Meichem Shepinuhu. You have an urn that you took out the water, or it means you took out the oven, took it off the stove. We'll see in the Gemara what it means exactly. Meichem Shepinuhu, you took the Meichem off. You're not allowed to put cold water in it, in order for the cold water to get cooked up, it's Isser of Bishul. Aval, but you could pour into the Mecham, into the urn, water, or into a klisheni, in order to warm up water, you could do it. And we'll see exactly what that means. How could, on one hand, we're saying, you're not allowed to put water into the Mecham, into the urn, because it's going to cook it. On the other hand, you could put it in, lahafshir, to make it warm. What's going on in this Mishnah? So Amar is going to explain, and basically two pshatim in the Mishnah. So Amar, Maika Amar, what are you saying? You're saying first you're not allowed to do it, and then it says you could put in. What's going on? Amar v'adav amas, the hoch kamar. This is pshat in the Mishnah. Hameichem shepinom imenu mayim. You have an urn sitting on the stovetop, boiling hot water. You pour out the water. You take the urn off the fire, pour out the water, and now it's sitting here, boiling hot. Lo yitein l'soichem mayim o'otem. Don't put in a little water into this empty urn, kadei sheyichamu, in order for the water to get hot. Because if you put in a little water, the water will get cooked, since it's so hot, the pot. The urn is so hot, it'll cook up the water. Avanoisen l'soichem mayim rubim, kadei l'afshiron. But you can put in a lot of water at one time, then the water won't get cooked. All will happen is the water will get warm up. Will get warmed up, that's all. And that's mutter. So that's how you read the Mishnah. It says, Amechem shepinuhu, Amechem, they poured out the water from it. It was off the fire, you poured off the water. Don't put in tzoinen, which means a little bit cold water in order to get hot. But you can put in a lot of water just to make it warm. Great to Gemara. How do you let put in a lot of water? And the water will be warm. It's not a problem. The halacha is, first of all, the metzias is that if you have a metal kli that you make very hot, it gets a little soft. And when you put the cold water in, it makes it hard. And it's also do this on Shabbos because makabah patish. It's makabah patish, just finishing up the keli. It's making the keli hard and strong. So it's an issa of makabah patish. It's like tikkun kli. So here, hey, let's do to pour all that water in. It's a problem of mitzaref. It's a problem of mitzaref. And for the Gemara, no, Rav Shimon here, we're going to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds, if you're not meskaven to do something on Shabbos, it's mutter. Here, you're meskaven to make the water, take the chill from the water. And punkt, you're doing tziruf also, you're making it stronger. That's not mechavana. And dov Hashem mechavan, according to Rav Shimon, is mutter. And obviously, it's not a psik reisha either, because a psik reisha Rav Shimon be maskim. So you have to say, also, it's not a psik reisha. It's not for sure going to get better from this maisa, because, you know, first of all, it might have been already had done tziruf before that. Also, maybe it wasn't hot enough to get soft. Either way, it was no psik reisha, and therefore, according to Rav Shimon, it's mutter. We know what psikresha means, that something for sure going to happen, even for Rav Shimon is also, even if it's in a miskaven. So here we're not talking about psikresha. So that's Rav Adda's pshat in the Mishnah. Right, Abaya Akasha. Mask v'lo Abaya. Midi meichem shepinu mimenu mayim ketoni. It doesn't say a meichem, they took the water out. Meichem shepinu hu ketoni. It sounds like something talking about the meichem. The meichem you moved off, it sounds like. The meichem itself. Which means, it sounds like you just took the thing off the fire. You didn't take the water out. So, Elam Abai, this is how you read the Mishnah. Hach Gomer, Hameichem Shepinu, you had a boiling urn of hot water on the stovetop, you took it off. The Esbay Mayim Chaim has hot water in it. Lo Yitin L'Seichem Mayim O'otem, don't put a little bit cold water in it. B'Shvil Shiyachayim, in order that the water should get cooked. Aval Noisin L'Seichem Mayim Ruvim, but you can put in to this water, to this urn, a lot of water, Kedei Lahav Shiron, just to take off the chill. And here's Dan Ashayla of Tziruf, because Wallah has water in it, I put more in it. While I was water in it, it never gets soft, the metal, and it never gets the problem at tziruf. And I've put a lot of water into the existing water, it won't have bishul, because it automatically get just like warm and cool, and just take the chill from the water. And therefore, as you read the Mishnah, don't put it has water in it, so it's not a shaylah of tziruf. So you now put a little water, a little cold water in it, because the water will get cooked. It's a kli rishon. But if you put a lot of cold water, it's mutter. And it would come out, but if you took out the water from it, then you can't put water into that at all, because it's the problem of tziruf. That's why the Mishnah said, dafka shepinu, and didn't say pinu menu mayim, because if you took the water out, then even a lot of water you wouldn't be able to put in. Why? Because it causes this tziruf of strengthening the metal. And it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, and Abai is learning how Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, the whole Davar Shem Miskaven is Aser, and therefore, if Tziruf would happen, it would be Aser, even though I didn't try to do that, because Davar Shem Miskaven is Aser. So that's the two Pshatim in our Mishnah. Either means I took out the water and I put in water. So if I put a little water, it's bishul. A lot of water, it's fine. But there's no problem of Mitzaref, because going with Rav Shimon. And according to Abaya, the Pshat in the Mishnah is that I left the water there. I put a little water, a little cold water, it's a problem of bishul. Put a lot of cold water, it's fine. Omar Rav. Rav says something a little cryptic. We're not sure what it means. And I'm going to explain what it means. Omar Rav. Lo yishanu. So the more things that have mean, it means like this. That lo yishanu in our Mishnah, that you'll have put in water, is only Ella Hafsher, only something that's going to just do Hafsher, which means that there's water in it. Avala Tzarif, but to put in a lot of cold water when it was emptied, so it's a Shiloh of Tzirif, it's Asa. So Rav would sound like Abaya right now. So lo yishanu la Hafsher, Avala Tzarif is Asa. To put in a lot of water when it's empty, then it's Asa. Even when I do tziruf, no one holds you allowed to put in water in order to strengthen it. So what does it mean? So the Gemara, this you have to read Rav. Rav that means that he's going like Rav Ada. That means you took out all the hot water. And he says that you're allowed to fill it up with a lot of cold water, which will be hafshir, but you're not allowed to fill it up to the top. And the reason is like this: when you fill up the water to the top, tziruf only happens, strengthening only happens if you fill up the water to the top. If you don't fill up cold water to the top, then tziruf does not happen. That's what Rashi learns. So Rav says like this, lo yishanu, going like Rav Ada's Pshat in the Mishnah, but lo yishanu, that they allowed to put a lot of cold water into the empty pot is only the shir lahafshir, only the shir that does hefshir alone. But to put so much into the top that it becomes mitzurif, that becomes strengthened, that you know I'll do. Avashir letzarif, also, to strengthen it, it's not going to be mutter. And the reason why, if it's not full to the top, there's no tzirif, is because there, only the top of the pot really gets hot enough that it gets soft. And that's what the tziruf happens. That's what Pnei Yeshua learns. The bottom doesn't really get so hot. It's really the top of the keli that gets that hot. And because it is cooking with water in it. Now I took the water out. So it is cooking with water in it. So really it's only the top that gets that hot. And that only tziruf only works if I fill it up to the top. V'shmul ama fill shil tzaref. Shmul holds, I fill it up to the top. Why? Because Shmul holds like Rav Shimon, Shmuel I'm a fill shield tzarif mutter. The main Rav, so we'll see in a second. Because Shmuel is like Rav Shimon, the Dovah Shem Miskaven is mutter, and Rav will hold the Dovah Shem Miskaven is also like Rav Yehuda. But we have a way to learn the Mishnah like Rav Ada, and still learn like Rav Yehuda. And how is the case that the shear of Hefshir was that you didn't fill it to the top? So we learn like Rav Ada's Pshat in the Mishnah that you emptied half in water, but we're going according to Rav Yehuda, and that means you can't fill it up to the top because then there's Shiloh of Tziruf, and if you do that, your problem will be Aser. It's in the Miskaven, going to Rav Yehuda, Dov Hashem Miskaven, Aser. But Shmuel says you could do Tziruf because we hold Dov Hashem Miskaven is Mutter. So to Gemara, the main road, the Shmuel, Rav Shimon, Svirlei, you tell me Shmuel holds like Rav Shimon that holds Dov Hashem Miskaven is Mutter. Vama Shmuel, we have a different Shmuel. Shmuel says that the loch is that the only thing that really could be turned into coals is wood like firewood, but metal can never be turned into coals. And the only reason why you're not allowed to extinguish a metal fire is only midrabanan. So vama Shmuel, mechavin kachelas al matches b'shusharabim. If you have a metal fire, you're allowed to extinguish it in the shusharabim. Why? Because people might get hurt, and if it's a little bit of a danger, even though it's not a pekuch nefesh, but mokum that someone get a hezek, they didn't make the drabanon. There's no drabanon to geser. Avaloi gachelo shel eitz. But gachelo shel eitz, Shmuel held, is deraisa, if you extinguish a firewood. And deraisa you can't do because of hezek. And the kasha is, v'sagadat of sov l'krab shimin, if you hold l'krab shimin, that dov shem iskam is mutter, afil shel eitz nami should be drabanon. Why? But dov shem nami, why? Because that's l'kho shen shiricha l'gufa. And the Gemara right now thinks that if you hold Dov Hashem Miskaven Mutter, you must hold Malach Hashem Tzirich L'Gufa like Rabbi Shimon also. Malach Hashem Tzirich L'Gufa means that if it's just to take away something, to take away the fire, that's not called Malach HaDaraisa. It has to be after I want to make a coal or make a wick. have to want to have a positive thing. That's called Mlacha Tzricha Lagufa. We had it before. This is Mlacha Sh'ein Tzricha Lagufa. Anytime you extinguish a fire, unless you want the coals or want the fire. So the kasha is here, it's a Mlacha Sh'ein Tzricha Lagufa to extinguish a firewood fire. So why can't you do it in Shushar Avim? So it must be holds Mlacha Sh'ein Tzricha Lagufa is Chayiv. So it must be holds Dovah Shem Eskavin is Chayiv also. So tomorrow, no. But Dovah Shem Eskavin, Sovlok Rav Shimon. Regarding the halacha of Dovah Shein Eskavin, there he holds a Rav Shimon. But Malacha Shein Tzricha Lagufa, by Malacha Shein Tzricha Lagufa, Sovlok Rav Yehuda. There he holds, like Rav Yehuda holds that that's Chayiv. So, the Shaila, what's the Havamina? Tais already asked, what's the Havamina? Because he holds Dovah Shein Eskavin Mutter, means he has to hold Malacha Shein Tzricha Lagufa's Mutter? What does one have to do with the other one? So some of the Rishonim answer, because they both are special dinim gavi Shabbos and Meleches Machsheves. Shabbos has to be Meleches Machsheves, has to be a Malacha that's doyma to the Mishkan. And therefore we thought that if you learn the Inim Eskavin, and so maybe Elin Tzricha Lagufa will be the same thing. It's all Bechlal the Maisa Issa, it's all one type of Maisa. That was the Havmin. The Maisa Mar says, no, that they're different. The two things are different. Ravina says, now that we just told you that any of the Rabbanon is Mutter, B'makoyim, that someone can get hurt, someone get harmed, Hilkach Koit v'Sharabim, if you have a thorn v'Sharabim, and you get someone to step in it and get hurt, Malichay Pachos Pachos v'Dal Aramis. You let him move it, Pachos Pachos v'Dal Aramis. Even though I'm a Rabbanon, you're not supposed to move something v'Sharabim, even less than Dal Aramis at a time, it's still Issa Rabbanon. But here, where it's a Chshash, someone get hurt, you're allowed to do that. Over Carmelis, and in the Makam of Carmelis, which there, it's a Kuliyam of the Rabbanon. So there, even the wrong road, Kulam Darabon. There's the Rabbanon, even more than Dalad Amis. So then, Afilu Tuva. You're even allowed to carry the kites, even more than Dalad Amis, because the whole thing's the Rabbanon. Again, we relaxed the Rabbanon when it comes to harm. Al Kaponim, that's the end of the Gemara. And we had Machlokes Rav and Shmuel before, Dovah Shein Meskavin is Mutter Osir, and that made an Afkamina Lagabe Mechem Shepinu. If you let it pour water to the top, will cause strengthening of the metal called Tzirith.